From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz, sitting in for Andrea Seabrook. Following more than a week of flooding, people throughout the Midwest are bracing for more crests along the Mississippi River today. With floodwaters continuing to drain south, the river is expected to surge in parts of Missouri this weekend, possibly hitting St. Louis by Monday. But in Hannibal, Missouri, famous for its ties to Mark Twain, a 34-foot-high levee is so far holding back the mighty Mississippi. NPR's Carrie Kahn has our story.
Just a block from the river in Hannibal's historic district, Pam and Michael Ginsburg converted an early 1900s brothel into a bed and breakfast.
We can't claim that Mark Twain ever slept here, but we'd like to.
And he would have been a very old man by that time, so...
There are few tourists in Hannibal these days, but those who do venture here head straight to the river to see the surging waters instead of strolling down Main Street or visiting the famous Mark Twain Museum. Pam Ginsburg says it's been like this for weeks now.
Sometimes on national news, they give you the idea that we're also flooded, and Hannibal is not flooded. We have a wonderful levee, and it's holding, and we're open for business.
It's up to John Hark to make sure that levee holds. He's Hannibal's emergency management director and says he's proud to be one of the town's flood babies. Hark was born in Hannibal in 1947, the year the town did flood.
I started out in dealing with the water, and I'm still dealing with it today.
The way Hannibal deals with its flood control is to set the levee and flood wall back several hundred feet from the shore. That means the town's riverfront park and marina, including the Mark Twain riverboat dock, are all underwater today. A bronze sculpture of the author and former riverboat captain next to the dock seems to be eerily floating in the muddy water. Its concrete base is completely submerged. Hark says while it's too bad the park is underwater, this mini floodplain is doing just what it was designed to do.
It's protected our town, you know, our historic area. That's what it was for, and that's what it's done.
Just to be safe, though, the National Guard has added another 2 feet of sandbags on top of the levee. Earlier projections had the river rolling through here at higher levels, but levee breaks upstream, flooding fields in northern Missouri and Illinois have lowered the crest that's expected to hit Hannibal this weekend. All day and night, Army National Guardsmen like Matthew Crowns walk the base of the earthen structure, making sure everything is holding.
These walls, even levees, I kind of put them as a roadside bomb in Iraq. You don't know exactly when they're going to go off, so always keep your eye open. If you see anything that doesn't look right, get out.
There have been at least 25 levee breaks this week in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. Missouri's Governor Matt Blunt cites that high failure rate as evidence that the nation's levee system is clearly in need of repair, especially as so-called historic floods are becoming increasingly frequent. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Hannibal, Missouri.